The festival is one of Rowan County's biggest fundraisers. This is the 8th Arts and Eats Festival in downtown Moorhead and will be hosting local crafters, food vendors, and local musicians like the Woodsheep. Moorhead Arts Center Director Ash Gillum says the event is a lot of fun and acts as a fundraiser for local nonprofit organizations.
Since 2011, we've given over $96,000 to local nonprofits, so this is going to be the year that we're going to break $100,000, and I'm super, super excited because it's our 8th year, so we've managed to do that in less than 10 years.
With over 30 food vendors and 45 craft vendors, the festival hosts an interesting mix of arts, crafts, and food.
You're going to have your traditional things like hot dogs and pizza and soups and chilies and things like that, and then you'll have, you know, interesting things like fried bologna sandwich, and I know Moorhead State Public Radio is going to do their Spam sandwiches, which is always a big hit. And then for arts and crafts, you're going to have a great selection of jewelry and pottery and soaps and scrubs, candles, all kinds of unique items.
Gillum says the festival has an interesting way of opening up the possibility to vend to surrounding counties.
When you come to Arts and Eats to purchase food, you are going to want to purchase tickets, and each ticket is $1. And the food booths accept tickets instead of cash. And what they do at the end of the day, we do a 50-50 split with them. Or some people choose to donate all of their ticket money, which is super exciting as well.
The Arts and Eats Festival even has something for little ones.
There'll be pumpkin painting and sand art, and there'll be a bouncy house. And more crafts ideas are coming in daily.
The Arts and Eats Festival begins at 11 a.m. on Saturday and will close at 4 p.m. It's being held on Main Street in downtown Moorhead. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.